Okay, today is Daf Samach Dalet. We are on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Seven lines from the bottom, where it says Yosef Rav Nachman. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas, Menucha Freda, Bas Yaakov Yehuda. Shama Shadav Maliyah. So, here we go. Yosef Rav Nachman, V'ula, V'avim, thank you, V'avim Bar Papi, V'yosef Rav Chia Bar Ami, Gabayu, they were all sitting together. What if a guy calls me up and he wants to hire me to destroy the Yayin Nesech? Right? The guy is doing tshuva, he doesn't want it around anymore, he wants me to go and destroy it. So can I get a salary for that? It's like, why not? The answer is, I don't want the barrels to break. Because if the barrels break, he doesn't need me. So I want the Yayin Nesech to stay there till I get there with my sledgehammer, so that I can make the money destroying it. I don't want them to have myself. I don't want a hurricane to come and destroy everything, then I don't get paid. So I want the Yayin Nesech to remain. Yet me Amrinan, do we say, Kivan derotza b'kiyumo, since I want them to remain till I get there, I want them to remain. Therefore it's Asur. Odilmo, or maybe, well, it's true that I want to remain temporarily, that's true, but in the end of the day, Odilma, call the Ma'ute Tifla, Shapradami. There'll be less Avodah Zarah in the world. And because of me. So less Avodah Zarah in the world, I'm making Avodah Zarah be less in the world, therefore it should be Mutter. We're going to spend the entire day on this question. Okay?
Can't we say exactly the same thing about lawyers? If everybody obeyed the law, you guys would be out of the job.
Well, okay. Halavai.
Where's the
what?
Where's the
Avodah Zarah?
Where's the Avodah Zarah?
So it's not Avodah Zarah per se. It's similar to Avodah Zarah. It's for Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? It's Yayin Nesech. It's part of the ceremony. Right? It's not Stam Yayin Nesech. It's Yayin Nesech real.
Right? He was hired to spill out the wine and destroy the cask. And with that, the Hanoah that he gets paid for.
What do you mean? What Hanoah?
He gets paid for
doing this. So
it's working.
But what if a hurricane would come and destroy the barrels without him? They wouldn't need him. So he doesn't want that to happen. He wants to get paid. So he wants the barrels. He wants the Avodah Zarah to stay there. Or, that's one way to look at it, or, at the end of the day, there's less Avodah Zarah in the world. Less worshipping going on, because less wine. That's the two sides of the question. We're gonna answer it at the very end of the daf. Amar of Nachman, Yishbar, go ahead and break it. V'tava ala bracha. Get a big bracha. Give you a pat on the back. Why? He wants to remain. The other side wins out. The fact that you're making less worship in the world is better. Fine. Lema Messiah. Let's say I could have a brisa that says the exact same thing. This was a question by a bunch of Amoroyim, or Nachman and Ula. There's a brisa that says the same thing. Now, the brisa doesn't say any such thing, but like we do many times, we're going to extrapolate and pull teeth. The brisa says like this. Ein Odrin in Ovde Kochavim Beklayim. You can't work on an Avodah Zarah's field, on a Goy's field for Klayim. Goy hires you to go work on the field, it's Klayim, you're not allowed to. Odrim means to dig. Ain't Odrim in Ovde Kochavim Beklayim. You can't go work in a field harvesting Klayim. Planting, not harvesting, planting. Planting, you can't do that.
What's your issue?
The issue is you're not allowed to plant clayim. Doesn't make a difference if it's yours or not. You're not allowed to plant it. You can eat it afterwards. You're allowed to eat a grapefruit, but you can't plant it. Maybe once it's done already, then you can. I don't know. Very simple right here, right? Right. Just like you can't plant clayim, you can't do anything to make clayim grow better.
Yeah, but you're working for him, who's allowed to have the clayim. Nothing against his Israel clayim.
It's a fair question. So it's not a climb issue, this. We're going to reject this in a few minutes. It's a fair question. However, Aval Okrinimo, but if the guy says, this crop was junk, let's uproot it and start over. Aval Okrinimo, but you can uproot it with him, Kedelum Utei Satifla. Kedelum Utei Satifla. You want to have less, Tifla doesn't mean Avodah Zarah, less Isser in the world, less Isser in the world, that you can do. Now, what kind of Chiddush is that? Why did the Mishnah have to tell this Brisa, this Mishnah, Why do you have to tell me that? Right? Why did the Brayis have to tell me? If you want to uproot it, you can uproot it. Like, why not? So, Savruha, we thought, Hamani, who is the author of this Brayisa? It's Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who said, Hamakayim beklayim loke. If you just are makayim klayim, you get malchus. That's a very, very, very harsh shita. Says Rashi in the third wide line on top. The im zaron acher. If someone else planted the klayim, I didn't plant it. Uba ze, I come along. Va'asa lahen siyag. I put a fence around the property. I don't want anyone coming. I don't want the you know, the peasants and the homeless people and the animals coming. So I put a fence around it. V'geder, and I make a fence. K'dei l'kaimon, so that the klayim shouldn't get ruined. Right. Loka, I get malchus for that. What did I do? I didn't plant a thing. All I did was put up a fence. Says Rabbi Akiva, that's bad enough. Right? Alma, Asur Leos, Rotze Bikiyumo. I can't even want the klayim to be here. Says the Gemara, What did the first sheet to say? If you did climb, you're over. You're not allowed to. At the uprooted, you're allowed to. Why can't you dig climb? I don't know what you're doing over there, but it's no better, no worse than putting a fence around it. You're doing more than that. And Rabbi Kiva said you can't even do that.
Whose
client is it? He says that. Let's assume it doesn't. Right? So what are you doing? You want the client to be here. Because you want to get a job. You want the client to be here because you want to get Pardasa. You don't want anything to happen to it. You want it to get the job. So what do you see? It should be Usher. Just that it should be Usher to be hired for Yai Netzach. Right? Ditanya.
I've seen it missing it before. So yeah. Just because you want something to stick around, that you're doing any Meister, it doesn't do anything.
It's a Machshava. What's going on here?
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I want the client, the Yai Netzach to be around for a little bit. But what do I do?
No, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything.
Exactly.
So,
what is it bothering me if it's there or not, or it's waiting for me to get to destroy it?
Right.
Doing anything.
Building the fence.
This is the doing the something. It's a machshava thing.
Correct. So the Ritva said it's a knas. It's just a knas on the Chachamim made. That's all. No, you're right. Just you go to sleep at night. You can't wait in the morning to go see that Yai Netzach. That's a knas. You shouldn't be excited about that. That's all. That's all it is. Ain't a chanami, you're right. So now, the Tanya, we looked at the Brisa, Hamanachesh, somebody, I don't know, works on the ground, Hamachape, or he digs, Beklayim, Loka. You get Malkus for that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afamakayim. You don't even have to do anything. Even if you're Makayim the Klayim, you shoo away the birds. That's enough. What?
No, I just like your internal rhyming, Makayim.
Yeah.
Klayim.
Right? My time at Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? What kind of thing is that? You shoo away some birds, you over a climb? Why? Because Amar Kra, it says, now, it says like this, Sadcha lo sizre climb. Your field, you cannot plant with climb. Ein li el zarea. So you can't plant. Mekayim minayim. How do you know you can't even be Mekayim climb? Tamud lomar, lo climb. Those words make no sense. The Pasuk says like this. The Pasuk says, Behemtecha lo sabia climb. Don't mate animals that are not the same species. Sadcha lo sizra klayim. Your field, don't make klayim. So the Gemara left out the word sadcha. So the Gemara says like this. Talmud Lomar, so if you use the word from klayim, from the behemoths, if you put the comma in the wrong place, it could say like this. Behemtecha lo sabia, comma. Klayim sadcha lo. Klayim sadcha lo. You can't have any klayim in a field. Even if you're just shooing away birds, therefore the klayim stays here. Because the birds can't take it away. Or the animals can't, or the homeless people can't come. You get them all away. You didn't do anything. The ground's over here. You didn't do anything to the ground. You just kept away the homeless people. What's the story? You're loke. Why? Because if you read the words pasuk like that, you can make a funny thing. Because klayim sadcha lo. Klayim in a field? No. No klayim in a field. Which Rabbi Akiva says, even to be makayim klayim. Okay?
How many places in the Torah you can do that?
What?
You can mess the whole Torah up if you do that way.
I know. It's a funny thing. V'ilu, however, lemute tifla, shari, but to get rid of the Aveira, it is mutter. So what do you see? We thought this Bryce was going to go the other way. We said before, I have a kasha about Yai Netzach. Can I want it to be here? So I'm so excited about Yayin Nesech. The Chacham say, you know what? What are you excited about Yayin Nesech for? You can't go work there. You can't take that job. Or no, get rid of less things in the world that are bad. Better world. So he said, Tavol of Bracha. You get a Bracha if you get rid of that Yayin Nesech. Same thing with a client. Even though Rabbi Akiva holds, you can't even be a Mekayim client. So the guy goes to sleep at night, gets a call from the guy, do me a favor, come tomorrow, I want to hire you, I want you to get rid of all my clients. He's so excited, he's got a part of stuff for tomorrow. Goes to sleep, he's all happy, I can't wait to see that client. Doesn't that mean Mekayim client? He wants it to be there, doesn't want... He'll go at night and make sure the homeless people don't come. Right? So he's a Mekayim client. Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to do that. What's the story? It's mutter. Why? Because you're getting rid of client in the world. So what do you see? It's mutter. We brought a riot from client.
I think he's more interested in a job. I don't think he's so interested in particulars. I think he's getting carried away with particulars.
You're right. He is interested in a job. But since the job is that, he wants that to stay. So it's a gzeira. Mati was right. You didn't do anything. All you're doing is dreaming about it. It's not enough for you to dream about it. So the answer is, it's a gzeira. Dream about other good, better things. Don't dream about that. Don't dream about avarice. Don't dream about klayim. Don't dream about yayin nesach. Dream about better things. It's a gzeira. The answer is no. You can go to get rid of it. You can go. So the Gemara says, lo, we reject this anyway. Hamani, who is the author of this brisa here with the klayim? Rabbanon he, it's the Rabbanon. Right? Says Rashi, it's like a little further down where we are. Says Rashi, the Rashi of Rabbanon he, lo ipchas lehu, he wrote to the Pekumen. So Rabbanon couldn't care less whether you want the klayim or not. It's irrelevant what you want. Like Mati said, you didn't do anything. It's irrelevant what you want. Aval yayin etzech, the author, Leos, wrote to the Pekumen. But Yayin Nesach is different than Klayim. Yayin Nesach, you're right. You can't want it. Why? The words of Bekuman, the Yisrael Mitzava Levatel Avodos Kachavim V'tash Misheha Eimalach to Oter. Avodos Kachavim is different. You have no, according to the Rabbanon, you have no, there's no issue, there's no issue with you walking by, you look at Klayim, oh, look at what pretty Klayim. You're not going to have air for that. But Avodos Kachavim, you do. Oh, look at that good looking Avodos Kachavim. You're not supposed to say that. So that applies to Avodos Kachavim, the building, the wine, everything, the people, everything it applies to. So it's different. Maybe to work for Yayin Nesach, to work for Klayim, what does Rabbanon care? To work for Yayin Nesach, maybe they would say it's a problem. It's not a raya.
If you're walking down the street and you see Klayim, you don't have to eradicate
it? No, not if it's not yours. According to Rabbi Akiva, maybe you do. According to Rabbi Akiva, you might have to. What are you, if you don't own it, what are you doing? What do you do?
You're getting enough from
what? From smelling it? I don't know if that applies.
You're allowed to have enough meeting it.
You're allowed to have enough meeting it. You're allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to be busy with it. So if you don't own it, no isser. The isser is if you own it or if you're hired. Now, so according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't even build a fence around the claim. Now, can you be hired to get rid of it? Said Rabbi Akiva, yeah. Says the Rabbanon, who said maybe Klayim is totally different? Well, the Rabbanon. Rabbanon couldn't care less if you put a fence around. That's not an Avera. You didn't do anything to the Klayim. Putting a fence around the property is not Klayim. It's not. So that's why it's Mutter. Yayin Nesach, maybe that's Asur. Why? Because by Yayin Nesach, how much more machmir when it comes to Yayin Nesach? So, E Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, then my ear, you're Okrin. Then why does he have to come up with a case if he calls you at night and says, you want to come uproot the Klayim? Right? The halacha is, you're allowed to go. Why? Because there's no isser of no isser being Mekayim Klayim. So if there's no isser, you're uprooted. Then I feel like you, but not me, Shaper Dummy. Then even if he asks to come build a fence, he should have said yes. Why did Bryce have to think of such an extreme case of uprooting? He should have said, listen, guy, you're a fence builder. I need you to put a fence around my Klayim. That's also mutter. Contrary to Kiva, that's also. So the Gemara answers, very difficult answer, Hacha Mayeskinon Kigon, the Ovid Bechinam, you're doing it for free. Right? You're doing it for free. Right? What?
Is this your pro bono work?
It's your pro bono work. You're a good Samaritan. You're a good citizen. Rabbi Yehudahi, the Amar, Litein Lahem, Matnas Chinam, Osir. To give a guy a gift for free is Osir. Now, the truth is, there's no such thing for free. No, there's no such thing for free. Because we once had this shaila. When you're in the amusement park and you want to give the tickets, you don't need the tickets. You give them to some guy. So you can't do that because it's also to give a guy a gift for free. Or, I mean, this is a rabbi once, but it makes such a kiddush Hashem.
Of course.
Right? So it's never for free. Oh, the Jews are so generous, so nice. Right? It can't hurt. I want to do some neighborly act. And my neighbor's a goy. I can't help him mow the lawn. I can't help him shovel the snow. I'm doing a gift for him for free. It's a hard one. Right, once in a while you do a favor, right? So what is it? What's the pshat? The pshat is that the Kiddush Hashem is worth it, no? That's what I would say. I don't know. I'm not a posek. But that's, anyway, you can't do it for free. Therefore what? Right. So therefore, really, you can't uproot the field. Why? Because you're not allowed to work for free. But to get rid of it, then you can. So putting a fence and not getting rid of it, just opposite. Right? So somebody asked Akasha, according to this, what was the first statement of the Braisa? The first statement said, you're not allowed to dig with an Oved Kochavim for Klayim. And now saying it's for free. So what? Why would you be allowed to? You can't do it in a favor for free. So he leaves the Bitzarachi, he doesn't answer that question. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Derev Yehuda, so a second. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not allowed to do something for free, right? So we did Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma Rabbi Akiva. Now we can see that Rabbi Akiva is the author of this braisa. Why? Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rabbi Yehuda say, Asur Litain Lehemat Maschinam? You're not allowed to do something for free. So you can't build a fence for free because you're helping him out. Now that's, even though it's not, even though according to the Rabbanan, it's not Klayim, because you didn't do anything to the land. You just built a fence, send the fence around it. Avalimute tifla shaper dummy, but to get rid of the avodah zara, that's mutter. L'Rabbi Akiva nami. Same thing according to Rabbi Akiva. Afal gafta Rabbi Akiva hamakayim beklayim loke. If you're makayim klayim, you build a fence around it, you get malchus. Why? Because you're makayim klayim. L'mute tifla shaper dummy. Then to get rid of the avodah zara, if it's sure be mutter, if it's too low meaty, nothing more to say about this. In other words, according to the way we end off, this braitha of the klayim supports our idea that you're allowed to be hired to get rid of the ayin eses, just like you're allowed to be hired to get rid of the klayim. Okay? And that's how we end. Right?
So if you're a contractor and you're asked to work in the church,
if you're asked to demolish it, if you're asked to demolish it, you're allowed to take the job. Why? Because it's a better, less churches in the world. That's a better world. That's why you're allowed to. You want it to stand. You don't want the hurricane to come because you want to make that money.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine. Same exact thing. Now, can you build a church? We had that already. We said no. I didn't say no. We have to go ask Shiloh. But to destroy it, it seems from, I don't know how we passed it like this, but it seems from this, it's not a problem. Good? Now, that was very, very hard after today. Not hard, very involved. Yosef took such a long time. Hadr Yosvi become a violet. Then they were sitting around asking the following question. Demei Overes Kochavim Biyad Ovde Kochavim Mahu. What about, we learned that if I sell, I have an Avodah Zara. It's an Avera, not supposed to have Avodah Zara. But I couldn't control myself. Then I don't want to do tshuva. I don't renounce the Avodah Zara. What do? I sell it to you. You give me $10. That $10 is Aser.
Yeah.
Right?
Azerbana.
What about an Avodah Zara? What about if an Avodah Zara sells an Avodah Zara? A goy sells Avodah Zarah.
What's the issue?
The issue is, what happens to that $10? Right?
By selling it, he proves that he doesn't want it anymore.
Exactly. So coming by late, Dmei Avodah Zarah. Biyad Avodah Ovid Kochav and Mahu. What's the story when a goy sells an Avodah Zarah to another goy?
What's that got to do with you?
What? Nothing to do with you. Now he comes into your store and wants to buy something for $10. Can you take the $10?
Oh.
Me, Tofez, Dameha, Biarov de Kochavim, Olo. Does the money become Asr Bahana, like by a Jew it does, by a Goy? Amar of Luhu of Nachman, so Nachman said, Mistabra, it makes sense. Demei Avodas Kochavim, Biaravodas Kochavim, Mutarin. It sounds like it's Mutter. Why? Listen to this. Midahanu the Asul Kameder of Rabbi Baravua, there was a guy who came to Rabbi Baravua and he wanted to become a Jew. He wanted to convert. So Amalahu, so he told him, Rabbi Baravua told this guy, this convert, this potential convert, he said, Zilu Zibinu Kalma de Isulhu. Go sell everything you have. Visu is Gairu. Then I'll be Magaryu. Sell all your Avodah Zarah, you know, you're renouncing it all, sell it all, and then I'll be Magaryu. What is he gonna do with that money? He's still a guy. He's not going to become a Jew till tomorrow. obviously, my taima, Mishum de Kasavah, you must have held, the Mei Avodas Kochavim Biyad Ov de Kochavim is Mutarin. It must be Mutar. Sell it all now, and tomorrow come to the Beis Din, bring the money, we'll take the money.
Why is he allowed to sell it, not destroy it?
What? That's exactly the point. You could sell it, let another guy have it.
But if you sell it,
you see, lift the Ever on the guy. Yeah. Okay, it's a fair question. So we had already, is there a lift the Ever on guy?
If he's a guy,
yeah,
then there's nothing to stop him having any hanaf from his Avodah Zarah. So he's selling it. Why should he be able to keep the money?
Because a guy is also usher in Avodah Zarah. That's why.
Yeah, but he's not usher for hanaf from...
How do you know? Now, in other words, Avodah Zarah, I don't know if a guy is mutter, but I don't know. Such a lump, I don't know. But the fact is, that, yeah, I don't know. If a guy is usher b'hanah and Avodah Zarah, I don't know. But this, so you see from here, that the money, I can't answer the lift and the Ever question. But the money is not usher. That's the bottom line. Told him, go do it, then tomorrow you're good, you become a Jew, keep the money. Good, you make some money. The money's not usher. If a Jew, it would be usher. Can't do that. Now.
Referencing the money.
No, but the point is, then he wouldn't have given him that advice if the money would be usher. Then what are you doing? That's usher and that's usher. You're not changing anything. So obviously, it's not usher. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Vidilma, shiny hustle, maybe it's different over there. You know why it's different? The kivon, the daite, la agyure, vadai batla. Since he's vadai becoming a ger, he's for sure renouncing that of Avodah Zarah. Mati said before, well, why do you sell it? Maybe you sell it because you need the money. I really not renouncing that Avodah Zarah. Listen, I'm tight. I need money. So I'll sell it. I'm not renouncing it. And I'll give you $100. I need $100. I got to pay the rent. It's not a raya.
Yes, it is. Because in the world of Goyim on Avodah Zarah,
right,
by selling it, you automatically downgrade it. By downgrading it, you knocked out the...
I hear. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe you're very tight. You need the money. You're not renouncing it. But you need money. But a Jew who's becoming a Goy, who's becoming a Jew the next day, why is he selling it? He's selling it because he's obviously renouncing it. So it's not a raya on a Goy. I hear what you're saying. Why would anyone sell a Avodah Zarah? The answer is he needs the money.
He's that desperate.
So it doesn't show he's renouncing it. He's just very desperate. It's a funny thing. That's also.
Maybe selling it because he can't use it the next day.
What?
Maybe selling it.
Who?
The convert.
Right. That's exactly the point. He's becoming a Jew. So for sure he's not interested in Avodah Zarah. Otherwise he wouldn't be converted. So that's for sure. He's for sure. What about a Stama guy? I don't know. Maybe he needs the money. Not necessarily a raya that he's being mevatalit. Not necessarily a raya. Therefore, maybe the money doesn't become mutter. That's how we end up over here, right? So, okay. Ella mehacha. How about the case over here that we're going to show? What's the story with the money in an avodah zarah in a goy's hands? So, Yisrael shahayinoshe ba'ovir gachavim mana. The guy owed a Jew money. The guy owed a Jew money. So what did the guy do? Umachar avodas kochavim. He sold his avodas zarah. Tehevilo. They brought the money. Or yayinesech. Tehevilo. Or he brought the yayinesech. He sold the yayinesech to get money to pay back the Jew. It's mutter. The money's mutter. Why is the money mutter?
Let's go back to his
wife. Why is the money mutter?
It's nothing.
Because I don't care that the guy sold his avodah zarah.
Exactly.
The money becomes mutter.
Yeah, why?
Right? The money becomes...
Not davening to the money.
What?
You just explained to me what the process is. The question is, why is it?
So look at the next line. See if this makes sense. Avol, im amalo, if the Jew says, right? The guy says, hamten li, give me a minute, ad she'emkar avodas kochavim, I'm going to go sell my avodah zarah, v'avilo, I'll bring you the money, or yayin, wait, Yayin Nesech, wait here. I got to go to the wine store. I'm going to sell my Yayin Nesech for Avilach, and I'm going to bring you the money. Usher. That's Usher. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference? Amr of Sheshes. Remember, Rav Sheshes is the one who says this. Mishum Tahave Le Kirotze Bikiyumo. Because I wanted to. Because the Jew now wants that wine not to get destroyed. If the guy owes money to a Jew. The guy says, here's the money I owe you. Here's the money. The Jew couldn't care. Where did we get the money from? I don't care. I owe you $100. Here's $100. I don't care what the guy had to sell to pay me the $100. It makes no difference to me. But if the guy says, listen, I owe you money, I'm going to sell my avodah zarah. Now the Jew says, okay, excellent. I don't want anything to happen to the Avodah Zarah. If anything happens to that Avodah Zarah, I'm not going to get my money. So I don't want anything to happen to that Avodah Zarah. I want that Avodah Zarah to stay exactly where it is. So he can tell it and pay me back. Isn't that how we started the daf today? I want it to stay.
Yes.
I want it to be here. And over here, it's not getting destroyed. It's just getting sold to some other guy. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's Asar.
Wow.
You hear that? It's Asar. Right?
Amazing.
Now, Mishub Dahavile Ki Rotsu Bikiyumo. I want it to remain. V'chi Rotsu Bikiyumo. Now, V'chi Rotsu Bikiyumo Bihagav Nami Asar. Is that even Asar? Is that even Asar? V'atnan, we have a Mishnah. A Jew and a guy are brothers. The Jew becomes a gear. The Jew becomes a gear.
One brother
becomes a gear. So you have two brothers now. A gear and a guy. And they're biological brothers. Their father dies. The father's also a guy. But it's the son. So he inherits. So gear. For sheyirshu avihen. If a Jew and a guy both inherit their father, ovikochavim, the father's a guy. And what does he bequeath to his two sons? A lot of good things and a lot of avodah zarah things. So ger yachalomalo, the ger is allowed to say to the brother of the guy, tal ata over kachavim. You take all the avodah zarah things, not cheating him one nickel. It's worth stuff. Vanimos, I'll take the other cash. You take the avodah zarah, I'll take the cash. Tal ata yayin etzech, vani perus. You take the yayin, I'll take the apples. It's all good. Everything fair. Now, that's as long as no one took anything yet. But in Mishabo,
that's the exact same case as previously.
Exact same case.
You want the thing to be key, kayan?
Exactly. Exactly,
right?
And it's not usher.
It's not. It's
no, we're going to see. The, you're allowed
to. Now it's not.
That's exactly the Gemara's question.
Yeah.
In Mishabo, the Rishus Hager, usher. But once it comes into the Ger's possession, right?
It gets destroyed.
What? In other words, if the brother already divided it up, the guy, and he just half the brother, now the Jew's got a Avodah Zarah sitting by him, now what does he do?
He has to destroy
it, right? It's usher. He can't tell his brother, well, can we switch? I'll give you the Avodah Zarah, you give me that vase. You know, the non-Avodah Zarah vase, you take this Avodah Zarah vase. Can we switch? Can't do that anymore. Why? Why can't you do it anymore? What?
Now you benefit from it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it wasn't your possession. It doesn't matter.
You're benefiting from being in his possession because you take money instead.
Clearly the Gemara disagrees with you.
Clearly the Gemara disagrees with you.
Now, but in the first case, we said, before any division, you can for sure say that to your brother, the guy. You can for sure say that. You take the Avodah Zarah, I'll take, you're not cheating him a nickel. It's all fair. Just, you don't want that stuff, and he doesn't want this stuff. It's all good. Everyone's happy. So you can do that, right? Don't you want it to remain alive and to remain non-damaged until you actually divide it so that it's fair? The answer is yes. And what do we say? It's mutter to do that.
Right.
So what do you see? Even if just because you want it to exist, that doesn't mean such a big avera. So why, when the guy owes me money and he tells me, I'm going to sell my avodah zarah, why is that a problem? What's the difference? Why is that a problem? Right? So Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Masnisin, Bavodah Zarah, that Mishnah was talking about Avodah Zarah, Hamitzchalekes, Lipi, Shavreha. It was such Avodah Zarah that even if they're broken, they're still worth something. Right? It's like Lego, made out of gold. So you break up the piece, it's still gold. Okay, so it's not a full Avodah Zarah anymore. It's a big deal. So that's why it's mutter to do that. Because even if it broke, you don't care. But if I did care, I can't want that Avodah Zarah to exist. I can't go to sleep at night dreaming about Avodah Zarah. I can't do that. So the guy tells me, I'm paying you the money, I'm going to sell my Avodah Zarah. I can't take the money. Why? Because I want the Avodah Zarah to exist. The case of the brothers, I don't care if it broke. Because even if it broke, the guy's happy. Why? It's gold. He's happy no matter what. Tinach, Avodah Zarah. That only makes sense by Avodah Zarah. Yayin Netzach, Michael and Amar. What are you going to say about Yayin Netzach? How can the barrel break and he's still happy? How could that be? Right? The answer is, Becheres Hadraini. It's some kind of Hadrian cheres, earthenware, and somehow it's so strong, the earthenware, that if you have pieces of earthenware, the Yayin Netzach was once in it, you can use that and stick it in water and it'll turn the water into Yayin Netzach. So you know what? Same story. There's no loss. So you don't care if the battle breaks, even if the battle breaks, the guy's happy. I've hello rotsi bikiyumo shelo yignivu v'shelo yavodu. One second. You don't want it to get stolen. You don't want to lose it. So of course you want it to exist. Can answer with that. So they, and what? And it's mutter by the Jew. By the case of the Jew and the guy, it's mutter. With the brothers. When the guy comes and tells you, I owe you money, and I'm going to go sell my avodah zarah, you can't take the money. Why not? I want it to exist. I want this to exist also. I don't want to steal it. Why? Because I want my brother, the guy, to get it, and I get the other half. Ella, Amar of Papa, Yerusha Sager, Kamarta, you're bringing me a riot from Yerusha Sager, that's totally different. Shiny Yerusha Sager, that's different. The Akil of Erebanon, you're right. Really, you shouldn't be entitled to do this. You should not be allowed to do this. Why? Because I want the Avodah Zarah to exist. Why? Because I want my brother to get the Avodah Zarah, and I get the non-Avodah Zarah. But, however, we made a Gzeirah, the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon will make ill, Kedei, Shema, Yadzeh, Lekul Kulo. Maybe he'll, you know what? The rabbis made these crazy rules on me. Who needs this religion? We don't want that to happen, because once you convert, you can't go back. But we'll rephrase, you don't want to go back. Therefore, we made a Mekel. Okay, we'll make ill by Yerusha. By Yerusha, you can do this with your brother. But when the God comes and tells you he owes you money, you can't do that. Tanya Nami Hachi, that's Devar Mamurim. When is all this true? It's only Shiyarshu. Only by inheritance. Aval Nishtatfu, Asr. But if you have a partnership with a guy, then you can't do this. What do you mean a partnership with a guy? So each invested $50,000, and now, I don't know, the guy had some Avodah Zarah in the office, I don't know, and now you're dividing up the partnership. You take the Avodah Zarah, and I'll take the non-Avodah Zarah. You can't do that. Why? Because you want the Avodah Zarah to exist. You can't do that. It's a partnership. What are you going to become a goy? Because the goy, you're not going to become a goy for that. But if you already were a goy once, and now you became a Jew, and now we're not going to let you inherit properly, we're afraid you're going to go back. So what do you see? So where are we up to? There's no raya. We don't have an answer to the... Oh, that's why if a goy asks you, I owe you the money, I have to sell my avodah zarah to pay you back. You can't do it. You can't take the money. Why? Because I want the avodah zarah to exist. Next. Hadar Yasvi. Another time. Kamebailahu. Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav. What is a Ger Toshav even? We'll see in a few minutes what that even is. Maushi Yivatel Avodas Kochavim. Can a Ger Toshav be Vatel Avodas Zarah? What's a Ger Toshav?
We're going to have a... Is there a condition for him to be a Ger Toshav?
It's a three-year machlokas. So can a Ger Toshav be Mavatel in Avodas Zarah?
His own Avodas
Zarah. He has to have his own Avodas Zarah.
Someone else.
It's machlokas, you said.
We'll see what it is. We'll see what it is. Dipalach Mavatel. Well, if he worships it, he can mevatel it. The lo polach, lo mevatel. If not, not. O Dilma, kol dav armini mevatel. The high barmini who? You can be mevatel any other guy. And at the end of the day, he's not a Jew. He's a guy. So maybe he can be mevatel any of Arizara. What's the story? Amalahu Rav Nachman, mistabra, the polach mevatel. No. It makes sense to say, whatever he worships, he can be mevatel. The lo polach, lo mevatel. But what not, not. What he doesn't worship, he can't be mevatel. Unlike any other guy. Now, Mayfay, Yisrael, you have a Jew, Shematza Avodas Kochavim B'Shok. He finds a gold statue in the street. It's worth of gold, solid gold statue, but it's Avodas Zarah. So, Ad Shalo Basal Yado, as long as he doesn't pick it up, Omer La'Ovi Kochavim, he can tell a guy, do me a favor, be Mevatel that. I don't even know what that is. Doesn't matter, you're a guy, you can Mevatel it. Ubit Lua, he's Mevatel it. Right? So, Bishabakal Yado, Eina Omalov Kahal Mubakla. Once you pick it up, now you own it, now you're stuck with it, now he can't be Mavatal it. Why? Bidnesha Amru, Ovi Kahavim, Mavatal, Avodas Kahavim Shalom, Vishal Chavero, a guy, Kivi Mavatal, his own Avodah Zarah, his friend's Avodah Zarah, Bain of Duha, whether he worships it, Bain Shein of Duha, whether he doesn't worship it. So I find some gold statue in the street, solid gold. Tell my avodah zarah, good Christian. Be mevatel that, please. He says, yeah, that's pagan. I'm mevatel that, of course. He's not a pagan. The guy's a Christian. Doesn't make a difference. He can be mevatel it. Once I pick it up, it's mine. That's too late.
How does that go
in mevatel it? I hereby mevatel that avodah zarah. I will never worship that avodah zarah. I'm not going to worship that. That's a false avodah zarah.
It's like Kol Chomer that he says.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, what do we say? Because a goy can be mevatel his own, his friends, whether he worships that religion or whether he doesn't worship that religion. That's the story, right? Now, my of duha, umay she'ena of duha. What does it mean, whether he worships it or whether he doesn't worship it? What does that mean? Ilema, idi v'idi of de kochavim. Does it mean that they're both, we're talking about ugayim. So isn't that hainu shalom v'shal chavero? In other words, a goy kivim avatal, his avodah zara, and his friend's avodah zara. So what does it mean? What does that mean? Doesn't that mean whether he worshipped the other avodah zara or not? Like only a Christian can be mevatel another avodah zara of the Christian, but the pagan can. Is that what it means? Then the next line says whether you worship it or not. How is that different than if it's your friends or not? Right? My she'eno of avodah. So what does it mean that you don't worship it? Doesn't that mean a ger toshav? It means a ger toshav.
No, that's more. It's how the system works for.
Oh, so that's the gemara that the havim means. The havim is it means a ger toshav. Shma mina ger toshav is not a mevatel. Rav Nachman said a ger toshav could only be mevatel what he worships. Rav Bryce is not like that. It says whether you worship it or whether you don't worship it, a goy can be mevatel. Doesn't that mean a ger toshav? So the gemara says no. That's not what it means. Lo olamei malach idi avodah gachav. We're talking about goyim, pure goyim, pure avodah zara. With the kamar the high shalav shel chavero. No. But we already said that a goy can be mevatel his own and also his friends. Resha zev zeh lepa'ar, zev zeh lemakulis. The resha is, I worship Pa'ar, my next to neighbor also worships Pa'ar. I've got my avodah zarah, I got my idol, he got his idol. I can be mevatel mine, I can be mevatel his. Why? Same avodah zarah. We're both in the same religion. Seifa, now the Seifa is zeh lepa'ar, zeh lemakulis. I'm a Protestant, I can't be mevatel even your stuff. Not even my religion. That's what it means. I worship Pa'ar, he worships Markulis, I can't be battle his Markulis. It's not even my religion. So what? A goy has the power to do that. It's probably one of those trivia questions. What is a goy better than a Jew? What can a goy do that a Jew can't do? The answer is, be mevatel someone else's avodah zarah.
You can have a ham sandwich too.
Yeah, exactly.
We worship different ones, he can't be mevatel.
Just so we can.
You're allowed to.
Just so you're allowed to. But it's not a kasha on the ger toshav. Because Rav Nachman said a ger toshav can only be mevatel his own, what he worships. Not what someone else worships. A ger toshav is taka different. But a goy, yes, can. Now, meisvei, another kasha. Ezehu ger toshav. What is a ger toshav? What's a ger toshav? So the first sheet is, kol shekibu alav b'fnei gibul chaverim, when you accept upon yourself in front of three people, shelo la'avod avodas kochavim. You're not going to worship avodah zara, divrei Rav Meir. Chachalim omrim, kol shekibu alav sheva mitzmos shekibu alav b'nei noach. The seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. Acher momrim, elu lo bo lechal ger toshav. Those two are not a ger toshav. You know why? Every goy has to do that. Every goy has to keep sheva mitzvos, and one of the sheva mitzvos is not to do a avodah zarah. That makes you a special ger toshav? Everybody has to do that. Ella, ezehu ger toshav. What is taka ger toshav? Ze ger, it's a ger. Ochel, nevelos, shekibel olav, ochel nevelos, it's a goy that eats not kosher. Shekibel Olav Lakayim Kol Mitzvahs Hamuras Batorah. He's Mekayim every mitzvah, chutz, except for Ish Nevelos, except keeping kosher. What do you mean? He's not gonna kill? You're not allowed to kill anyway. What kind of ger toshav is that? A ger toshav is someone higher than a goy, right? What is it? First two sheetahs were very difficult because they were shev mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Third one says no. Treif not everything else. Yeah. So one of the Shmonim asks, how could he be mekayim every mitzvah? Don't we have a statement that if a goy keeps Shabbos, it's chayiv misa? How could he keep Shabbos?
He's chayiv misa. The goy is chayiv misa.
So what do you mean? Ger toshav means you keep every mitzvah except for keeping kosher. So he comes to shul with you Shabbos, but then he goes home to the tray for kiddush, and you go to the kosher kiddush. Otherwise, he comes to shul with you. How can he keep Shabbos? Chayiv misa. This question was asked by halacha, by a sefer called the Halacha Lamosha. He didn't answer it. He couldn't answer the question. He's allowed to eat treif. He's not makabel to eat treif. But he's makabel to keep Shabbos. How could that be? Chayiv misa, not to keep Shabbos. Didn't answer the question. The Mishnah Brura says that halacha, that a goy cannot keep Shabbos, doesn't apply to a ger toshav.
That's a
good question. It's such a good question.
Could now fit,
exactly. Such a good question. Anyway, now, miyachad in etzol yayin. If you have a ger toshav, you can keep wine by him. You can keep, yeah. Right?
He says for short periods of time.
Yes. So, miyachad in etzol yayin, I have to go put a quarter in the meter, I'm leaving my wine here. That you could do. The ain makpidin etzol yayin.
Mafkidin.
You can't leave it there for 6 months. The filu be'ir shrubi Yisrael. Even if the city's all full of Jews, it was still that long of a time, we're not going to be so lenient. Avo miyachad in etzol yayin, but for a short time you can leave it by him. Afilu b'yishruba over the kochavim. Even if it's a long time, even if most of the town is goyim, for a short time you can leave it, for a day or two. Shmano kieno, the oil is like just like wine, so that doesn't make any sense. Shmano kieno selkadaitzach, what do you mean the oil is like wine? There's no issue with oil at all. Shemen mi kahavi yayin etzach, what's the problem with oil?
Yeah.
So, no. Yayno kishmano. His wine is like your oil, meaning it's mutter. Why? No yayin etzach. He's a kertosha. Ulishar kol davar, but regarding every other matter, he's like a guy. Whatever that means. Rishiran Omer, Yeno Yayin Esech. No, his wine is a Yayin Esech wine. V'amri la, Murta Bishtia. And others say, you're allowed to drink the wine. Why? Okay, so it's an issue about the wine. Anyway, Tony Mias, anyway, what do we say? Ulishar kol davar, hareyuk ovik achavim. Regarding everything else, he's like a guy. L'may hilchasel, what was that about? Regarding what everything else is he a guy? We just said he keeps every bit in the Torah except for kosher. What way is he a guy? So the Gemara says, "Lav the mevatel ovikachavim ovikachavim." Doesn't it mean that he keeps mevatel another guy's avodah zarah, even though he doesn't worship it? And what do we see? Rav Nachman said a ger toshav cannot be mevatel another guy's avodah zarah. You see, he can. So the Gemara says, "No, that's not what it meant." Amar Rav Nachman lo, Amar Rav Nachman beitzach lo. The halacha is litain rishus ulevatel rishus. There's a halacha when you want to make an eruv, you need the consent of all the parties. What if one of the parties is a non-frum Jew? Can you get his consent? That's what it means. Litain rishus. I can't give you permission to use my chutzner that you can use. We'll make all one big chutzner, therefore you can carry in the chutzner. Right? Does I need the rishus from a non-frum Jew? Or litain rishus or levatal rishus? So here we go. Kitatanya. Yisrael mumar. He's a Jew. He's not frum. He's a mumar. Mishamer shabbatah b'shuk. But he keeps Shabbos before Hesia. Doesn't want anyone to know that. So he comes to shul every Shabbos. Then he goes home and watches TV. But when he comes to shul like everybody else. Sits in shul, davids like everybody else. In Perferhesi, he keeps Shabbos. In his home, he doesn't. But shul, so therefore, mevatel rishus. Then you can mevatel his rishus. Because, then regarding Hilchat Eruv. She'ein mishamer b'shabbatel b'shuk. If he's so bad, even Perferhesi doesn't keep Shabbos. Ein mevatel rishus. He can't be mevatel his rishus. Why? Therefore, you can't join the Eruv. B'nei she'amru, Yisrael, no thing, rishus, mevatel rishus. A Jew can give consent, can be mevatel, or you have him, achi askir. But a guy, and even a Jew like this, you have to rent it from him. Ketzad, what do you do? Omelo, reshutzi kinuyulach, reshutzi muvutelislach, kana, veinzarach lezachos. So you can acquire it, and you don't have to do any, you don't have to make any other maaser kinyan. That, in that regard, in that halacha, the geratosha might be like a guy.
Why is he the halacha?
Somebody.
Why?
He wants everyone to think he's from Lamaise, he's not from. So he comes to shul every Shabbat, he goes home and watches TV. Plenty of people like that. Plenty of people like that. So the question is, now we all live together in the same apartment building, and I want to make an Eruv, so I want to get his rishus. So if he keeps Shabbos before Hesia, not so bad. What? So we have to go to the, I don't remember, the whole sugi in Erevin about this issue. So it's on for pages and pages in Erevin. So it's a whole sugi in Erevin, but that's the story. All right, so that's in that regard, he's like a ger toshav, and that tomorrow's daf is a fascinating daf.
Right?
According to them, yes. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.